Jen came back after all that.
She came out of retirement, huh?
We can't be responsible for the public coming. I mean, we could take an official one-hour break at these meetings, but because there's always so much to talk about, we've obviously opted not to do that. We just keep, you know, going through the agenda. So I think this is a good kind of happy medium, so to speak, and people can be spreading the word that that is the way these meetings work, and bring a sack lunch. But we'll start putting something in the notice as well.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we've already done the 2000 meetings. We know that the next meeting will be in Omaha on the 20th of November.
So there will be no football game?
No Nebraska football game.
This is Nebraska.
Okay.
Or clarify.
Okay.
Say something.
All right.
Earlier we talked about the recommendation to do some sort of commendation for Mr. Majerus. Would the board want to take some official action on that? You did get the more in-depth recommendation from Bill Brown.
Yes, and I did, you know, I asked for feedback from people as far as, you know, if anybody had a suggestion as to what we do. You know, I did a public one at this meeting today,
right.
Although that only gets out there once our minutes are out, and that's right. And if people don't read them, then that really isn't personally to him.
Right.
In Bob's response, he suggested a certificate or things, and we definitely, Dottie's very good at coming up with very nice framed certificates of commendation or whatever.
I guess I didn't
appreciation.
Get that.
Yeah.
I guess I just responded to Pearl.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
okay, I didn't get it.
And see, that's the thing that I would really, really
sorry.
Like to say to you guys. Please, you know, when we're, you know, when we are communicating with each other, you know, let's.
Well, I thought we'd talk
to,
about it at the board meeting,
okay.
So it wasn't something that would
okay.
never come up again. But I, you
all
know,
right.
certificate of appreciation and a, you know, further step would be a gift certificate if there's a precedence for such a
that's
thing.
That's harder to put through the system.
The system.
The system.
Yeah.
But the certificate certainly would be, and maybe, you know, a letter from the board to the governor of what a great job he's done, or because, I mean, the governor certainly needs to know that without the work of the commission and most of all, Wes Majerus, we still would be, the blind workers of Nebraska would still be not able to get jobs that use the NIST system. So he's done it. I mean, the governor needs to know that. So.
Well, yeah, I think a certificate of appreciation and then something that'll be strong enough from the board that he can have in his resume.
Yes.
I mean, that he could. Mm-hmm. Give out as
definitely.
A
well to me it could either be from the board or it could be from the staff who have worked directly with him.
True.
Because I mean although we have heard that he has done you know an exemplary job, you know, for us to say we know this is what he did.
Yeah.
I don't have that information. I mean, I'd be glad to write something, but I would be doing it third hand. I mean,
sure.
I wouldn't be doing it as one who actually
knew what he did.
Mm-hmm.
Other than great things.
Yeah. You know, it would sound probably kind of hollow.
Well.
But if you know, if somebody, I mean, either that or you know, we could do it with information about you know. What he did. I mean, we can look at what, you know, what Bill Brown wrote
right.
was the, you know, making things accessible, taking it as a challenge instead of just, you know, letting it go or that kind of thing. You know, that kind of language we certainly have.
If it's your pleasure, I'll be happy to do a commendation for him and also to write to the governor with a copy to you what the, you know,
yeah, absolutely.
That sounds perfect.
Okay, let's do it that way.
It is wonderful to have people who are both willing and able to to bridge that gap because it was certainly a major
right.
gap.
Thank you. The other thing that I wanted to ask is, members of the board, would you like a copy of the tape of today's meeting?
Yes.
Anyone else?
No, thank you.
I don't think so.
Okay. Anyone in the public that wants a copy of the tape of today's meeting? Thank you.
Now, I'm assuming if a person changes his or her mind, that could be...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know, they could let you know in a private way?
Absolutely. And we always put on the website and in the minutes, it's available for anybody, you just have to let us know.
Yes. Okay, it's now 3:08, and the last period of public comment is supposed to be 10 minutes.
We'll make it two.
So we'll...
Excuse me, Barbara.
Yes.
I don't have any time set for the Omaha meeting.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, 9:00 a.m.?
Yeah.
Is that...
Yeah.
Is that okay, everybody?
Yeah, I'll go down the night before.
Oh, sorry, Nancy, you know, if it isn't, I mean, now's the time to...
No, that's okay, I'll go down the night before, that'll work, I can do that.
Does that work for you too, Dorothy?
Oh, yeah. Say Nancy can go down the night before, so she can get, it's no longer called Hy-Vee's, is it?
Pardon?
The casino?
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be a good thing to do, I think.
Yeah, take care of two things in one trip.
Yeah, one trip.
Yeah, by that time, gambling might be legal in Nebraska.
You never know.
Yeah.
Not the other casino.
All right, as a chairman, I'm declaring that irrelevant information. You guys are all out of order. Okay, yes, the public comment is now officially open.
Would it be a stretch to try to ascertain whether there's any food purveyors in the communities where the future meetings would be that do deliver, and somehow provide just the name and a phone number for those folks who would be coming to the meetings, that these are places that they can call for food delivery if they want to attend the meetings and don't want a brown bag?
Well, I would not want to put that in an official public notice. That's
okay.
A little too,
okay.
You know, it's a nice idea, but how to make it be so, I don't know.
Okay.
We could have that information at the desk of the local office, like in this case, Omaha, that if people in the public called and asked, but I guess they kind of know that anyway.
Okay.
Nice thought. I don't know how to make it do that.
Yeah, somebody would be sure to say that we were favoring one food place over another or something like that. Yeah, we wouldn't probably want to do that.
No.
Is there any other comment from the public?
Yes. Madam Chairman, I...
Your name, please?
I'm sorry. I thought everyone knew. It's Ryan Ozentoski. I know that we've already gone along, and I considered scrapping my comments, but I've got some things on my mind, and I would like to say them to get them off my chest, since we're all still here, and I'll try not to run too long. There have been some things said today, both explicitly and implicitly, that I would like to address. And the main one is that there's been a theory kicked around that free speech is being squelched here, and that if you dare to dissent and offer an opinion that is different than those around you, you will be ostracized.
Mm-hmm.
Dissent has been a part of the human condition since time immemorial, and that will never change. And it is a necessary part of the human condition, because out of dissent often is born ideas, and oftentimes those ideas become reality. However, there is also a time when dissents and the dissenters must accept that they are a minority, and they must accept that their opinions must go as the minority and must not affect the larger group if the larger group's desires diverge from their own. I found Bill Oester's comments to be disquieting. I disagree with his personal philosophy about blindness, and I would have spoken earlier, but I guess I didn't realize he was leaving, and he can, I guess, hear the tape. But his comments of blindness do not reflect my comments. His philosophy of blindness doesn't reflect mine. Mm-hmm. He and I are different. Now, I felt that Robert Newman's response was appropriate and tasteful, and Bill seemed to accept it with no problem. And yet, there was still an idea kicked around that Bill's free speech was infringed upon. I stood with my blind brothers and sisters several years ago and fought for the freedom of this commission so that we could have our own voice. And yet, I accept that while my sole voice is that of an individual, if I get into a bigger organization and become a part of something bigger, I must mesh my goals and my ideas with that of the majority, and at times I must yield to them. I certainly defend Bill Oester's right to say and write whatever he feels about his own personal philosophy, but I also recognize that the philosophy of the commission is different and of a more positive and uplifting variety, and I applaud that. And I also want everyone to think about the idea that should everyone practice unrestrained free speech, there would be no meeting at all. There would be nothing. We would descend into a maelstrom of chaos if everyone said whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted to. Nothing would ever be accomplished. But many of us come together knowing that out of the consideration for the greater things being done, they will proceed and they will yield that free speech right after a certain point. So I guess I see this entire meeting today, while structured, as the most positive, unique, and beneficial form of free speech that there is out there. And I also don't believe it unreasonable that I tell my commissioners what I expect of them, including Bill Oester. Again, I certainly don't deny his individual rights, but I also can approach him and others whom I disagree with and tell them as a client and a consumer what I expect. And certainly in return, the commission has and will tell me what they expect of me in return. That's just the way things are done. I also have noticed a couple of implicit and explicit swipes at Chairman Lokes, at her abilities and her integrity. I certainly am not going to point fingers and I'm not going to bring up specific incidents. I think we've all heard it. But I simply want to say, Barbara, I think reaffirmation is important. I believe you are doing an excellent job in leading this board. I don't question at all your integrity, and I stand behind you and the Board of Commissioners 100%. And I just want to thank you for your service today. And those are my comments. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other public comment at this time? In our 10-minute thing, we have 2 minutes left.
Sorry.
But if we don't want to use them, that's all right with me. The next item, the last item on the agenda is to adjourn.
May I make a
motion? I second.
Okay, is there?
I'm sorry.
All right.
Just waited, I'm a little slow on the update.
Sorry.
I would just like to thank Jan Ludwig for blessing us with her presence and taking the minutes this time, and also thank the center staff and the students and for the fantastic lunch and other staff and students who attended. I really think it's very important, and I appreciate that.
And we appreciate that too. And you know, I had already said that from the commission board's perspective, and we appreciate hearing it from the executive director's position also. So thank you, everybody, and just keep on not being apathetic. We really do appreciate
we
that.
We have not. We like input. Has anybody made a motion to adjourn? I guess I got
not
a
yet.
Comment. If people want to be treated with respect, they have to treat me with respect, is my only response to Ryan. And when staff are disrespectful to me, then I think I have a right to give my opinions too. And I still am saying to be on the record that I think I am owed an apology.
I second the motion to adjourn.
So who made the motion?
I did.
Oh, okay. All right, it's been moved and seconded that we adjourn. I think that's non-debatable.
So then my comments were not even recognized by you, Barb.
No. Sure they were. They're on the record.
They're on the record, and so that's where it ends.
At this point, yes, we're adjourned.
So,
Thank you, everybody.
So in other words, we're adjourned, and I am not recognized, I'm not treated with respect, and I think, you know, you're so willing to write letters of apology.
You're not respecting the board. They all want to adjourn. You're still talking.
Well, actually, I recognized you from the floor, and I accepted what you said. I mean, you made your
but
comment.
You
but
are,
there wasn't any question in it, so I didn't answer a question.
The adjourn, yeah.
Yeah, Bob did.
Barbara said we're adjourned.
But it was.